Yeah, we just have to tweak
the... I'll make
We're back in a new setting. Ta-da.
And a whole lot warmer. Kind of. Whole lot warmer.
I'm
whole
still
lot.
Pretty cold.
Yeah, it is still cold, but definitely a lot warmer.
All right, bud. I like where you put it. Yeah. Let's see. Question for... forget the question. Let's go with goals. What do you want to see the media go for the podcast? And how do you plan on engaging with other podcasts and other people who engage with us?
Well, I want to go to a lot of the events, you know, reach out to a lot of people. I want to have, be able to reach out and see if I can film their cars, see if I can also make their cars a more popular appearance to along with everything. I have a decent following basing already, so if I just dedicated it all to the STTG, the Shifting Through Gears car base and all of our events, I want to just grow the community of where people can walk up and be like, hey, I like your podcast, like, can we join it, can we be part of the episode. Also with being able to go up to people and being like, hey, can you be part of our podcast, like, I want to put your car in it, I want to put you in it, we want to be able to help you grow, help us grow.
Absolutely. And I know there's a certain series you wanted to start for the podcast.
Yeah, I definitely wanted to start like a behind the scenes and also like building the 240, all of our goofy moments, like show what it's like to actually build a drift car from a garage and having not minimal supplies, like we had the engine lift, that was awesome. Not many people have access to that, but like, it's all doable in a garage. Yeah, like I want to show that, like, if you have the dedication, if you have the want and will to do it, you can do it out of a garage like we are.
On a budget.
Yeah, on a budget, like a really, really strict budget. You just got to have the right people, the right help, you know, like, you have to be passionate for this. This sport, this car, everything is not for the weak. You have to have the want to do it, or you're not going to do it.
It's a mindset you got to control.
Yeah, it's a full commitment. There's no half committing to this. There's no, oh, I'm going to semi-commit. No, you have to full send when it comes to drifting and building a drift car.
Any track-based
any car, any motorsport, you have to full send it, or it's just not going to be... It's not going to be what you want it to be.
Yeah, I've seen autocross. Like, I'm seeing these guys that live in RVs because they're that dedicated, that they've found jobs and they have to make money.
I think that would be pretty cool to do.
I'd love to do that.
If we could get an RV and just camp there for the weekend, I think that would be, that's, in my mind, that's success.
Yeah. Be able to travel in.
For like a middle class type of thing, that is success.
And be able to work while we're on remote, just knock out a few things. Yeah, it'd be kind of cool. Let's figure out some way to do that.
Eventually.
What else? What's another fun? So Thrace, you brought up a little topic. You want a segment you want to do.
Which one?
The challenge.
Yes, the challenge.
So, hold on. I want to give us a base. I've never done this in my life, outside of in the snow, all-wheel drive being the driver, so that doesn't count.
I've done it for fun, but never on this setup, so I'm fairly trash at it.
You've done it on the street. I mean, and in actual setting. Like, you've done it at Skidhead, you've done it at venues. And so is he.
He's done it in this setting more than I have, at least.
So this is bullshit. Okay?
I proposed a challenge to the three of us earlier. It is going to be through CarX on the sim setup, and it's going to be a friendly competition
until we get
to see who is better.
Yeah.
And for now, it's going to be points-based through the game until our following grows. And then, once our following is a little bit bigger, I think our listeners judge us for it. So we won't know who wins when we give
the
episode.
Yeah, forget the points. It's based on your
drive. We'll give it 7 days until the next episode posts, and we'll let the viewers decide.
Six, so we can have an answer for that.
I was going to say, that is fair, because if we three try to judge it all, it wouldn't be fair, only in the sense... Because
you'd be
biased.
Like,
that's why I say, at first, we'll do it points-based, so the game tracks the points.
Well, I was going to say, points isn't also fair, because you can not exploit the game, but in a way gain more points by doing a sloppier drift. So having the viewers judge it is the best way, because
that's what I said. For now, we'll do points
based.
Yeah,
we'll do point
based,
and then
once
we'll
we're a
give
little bit
the
bigger,
second.
We'll let the viewers judge us and
look at
the determining factors.
We're also gonna make a Discord.
Yes.
Who has the smoothest? Who's the cleanest?
But
yeah,
that's gonna be a version of the Patreon, because I don't want to charge people until get a good following. And even then, I've seen some podcasts that, you know what they charge?
What?
$2 a month.
I'd be cool with that.
It's like,
yeah,
and
keep it cheap. Something affordable.
Some guy goes, "What? I have my charge off my Google Play points."
Yeah.
I forget, because I just answer these random silly surveys sometimes. But yeah, that way they can get it. We can go and make different channels and have some engagement. But yeah, no, definitely. I've got to take those off tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Christmas decorations keep tapping the window.
I think someone's breaking in.
No, we have to make sure somebody broke in.
Okay, grab the samurai sword. It's like
grab the samurai.
It's like a pocket knife for me.
I'd grab the American samurai sword. You know what that is, but I'm just not gonna say because I don't want to get banned on, you know, social media.
Canceled.
But yeah, so that'd be a fun one, and maybe eventually once I figure out this setup, we can even do like AC where we can go and do a few different things. And
because
there's a podcast listener who auto off topic.
Mm-hmm.
One guy, they basically.
I feel like that's us in this episode.
Essentially,
we're auto and we're way.
Oh, they trust me. They do the same thing. But yeah, no. So one lives in Boston. One of them moved to Arizona, and they do. I think it's Dirt Rally 2.0. So they have a Discord where they host for like, it's like a month, like however they have it set, so they actually compete against their followers and the listeners. So it's just kind of like, it's a friendly gentleman's bet. Like, let's just see who can go.
Right.
And they just do random different classes. So
let us
like,
know if we should do a CarX lobby for the followers. Whoever's got sim setup, controller, whatever platform you're on, if you want to... drift
I'll say it confidently on the stream. If you are on controller, I will gladly go against anybody on controller on CarX on the sim.
I promise you.
I will keep up or do better.
I will wreck you on
that. I'm not good at all.
I spent a year straight on that sim on CarX.
I got you tomorrow.
Alright, we'll do it tomorrow. Okay. We'll set it up. I'll live stream it on the PS4.
I say, should we?
I don't have a sim set up. They have a sim set up.
No,
I got
a controller on PlayStation.
You got
a sim set up right in the kitchen.
Okay,
you can use it.
Here's the best part. He has to have 3 beers before he does it.
I'll do that. I'll be even better.
I will match you beer for beer. Whoever.
I'll match you shot for shot.
3 beers.
3 beers.
We're gonna
tomorrow.
We're going to have team controller and team sim. Whoever can come out on top.
And team one hand.
Let us know who wants to be a part of this. We'll set up a date.
Yeah, we'll set up a date. We'll set up a whole live stream on Twitch and everything for you guys.
I'm so down for this.
This is going to be ridiculous.
We will find a way to have a whole tandem. Because we can invite each other to tandem races on the map, too.
Yep. I think just open lobby.
Yeah, we can even open
lobby.
That
way we can run a train.
It'd be like a open session.
You haven't seen my TikToks, have you?
I started browsing through them.
I
haven't gotten
some
very
of my,
far.
All my CarX videos are on a sim. So, good luck.
I see the rain.
Yeah, now you see what you start at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yep.
I hear that from my room, and I jump up so fast every time, and I'm just like, who's here?
That's right. But no, for sure. I think we had a good one. We were definitely all over the place today, but I think we had fun. We just enjoyed it.
Yeah, we had a great podcast.
I like his random Saturday podcast. It keeps it relatable.
It gives people something to listen to in the week.
To me, it doesn't sound scripted.
No, I like scripted to a point when you have a guest on or like ask a few questions.
Yeah,
what it does for me, it does is kind of get you. Relax and have some fun and going.
Okay, so I got one last formal question for you.
Okay.
As being our main media director, what is the direction of media for the podcast that you envision for it?
This show, basically, no matter what position you're in, you can do it. Like, I'm going to show the world that no matter what situation you're in, like, it's doable. Like, you just, like, it's gonna reach, I plan to reach the world in, like, look what we did. We did it from our garage. We didn't have a shop. We didn't have all the professional tools we needed. We didn't have everything we needed. But we did it. We're here now. We're a great environment. We're joyful people. We're here to just have fun. It's not like we're fronting or trying to gain clout or trying to gain anything. We're just here showing you that you can have a normal life and still have a drift life.
I like it.
And like, and all of our social media stuff's gonna be, you know,
it's all gonna be friendly. Like, yeah, there's gonna be cuss words here and there. That's life. That's just life.
Yep.
If people can accept that,
it's
this,
not gonna be all the time.
This isn't gonna be.
It's
gonna be occasionally. It's gonna happen. And if that's not for you, it's not for you. But there's plenty of room for people to accept and just be like, wow, this is great. This is friendly.
Yeah. So if you were to. If you were to give any piece of advice for anyone trying to get into media or any form of direction towards it, what would you advise someone trying to get into this field?
Don't be afraid. My main thing when I got into media was being afraid. I was afraid of getting into people's way or asking if I can take a picture of someone's car.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of don't be afraid to ask. And don't be afraid to get the angles you need. Like,
okay.
I was very, very shy and embarrassed when I first started doing media.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to ask people to take pictures of their cars. I didn't want to tell people while I'm filming and please don't get in my way. Yeah,
just
like,
take the picture.
Just take the picture. Like, don't be afraid to get what
you
imagine in your
picture.
If you imagine it in your head and you see it, capture it.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't want the picture, that's fine. You don't have to post that picture.
From my experience...
Or blur them out.
From my experience, one of my little brothers does a lot of photography. And
he's gotten really damn good.
The last time I went... So, when I was out in Virginia a couple of months ago, he took me out to a car meet at a guest or at a car wash. And every single time he would pull out that camera, even if he was... He had it out. He was aiming it towards a vehicle. He didn't even have to look at it. Any person that was about to walk through his path, they would notice him and they'd immediately stop and backtrack to go around. Photographers are one of the most respected people in the industry that I've seen just because they're trying to get that amazing, perfect angle of the vehicle to get for that owner, and nobody wants to interfere with it. So
right.
If they see you, even if it's the very last minute, they see you crouched down trying to get that perfect angle in the most awkward position possible, they know you're serious. It could even be a close-up of it.
And that's
as
what I mean. Like, don't be afraid to, like, get those
camera,
low angles.
It
get those
immediately
awkward
turns
angles.
People into, oh, shit, I can't get in their way.
Right. Don't. Yeah, that's what I mean. Like,
mm-hmm.
just don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to get those angles because
I've
suffered with social anxiety. You know,
mm-hmm.
I don't like walking up to someone and being like, hey, can I take a picture of your car
right.
at first? But
I have no problem with that.
It's just walk up, take a picture. They'll tell you, like, hey, not cool, man.
Yeah,
you're like,
all right,
my bad, I'll delete it.
And
or
that's
whatever.
A lot
or
of
do
things.
Do you want to see it? Let me.
Hey, is it cool if I take a picture? What do you think of this picture? Like,
right.
And that's what a lot of people also don't understand. This is also legitimate car meets and car events
mm-hmm.
versus, like, street events and cars and coffee. Like,
yeah.
If you're at an event, 99% of the people are going to
I would consider
like,
cars
please
and coffee
take a picture
of my car.
Right.
Okay, yeah. Cars
street
and coffee.
Street events is different. Street events being
like
much
takeovers
more
and shit. Takeovers,
yeah.
No.
Honestly,
hold
I see
on.
It.
Pure and simple, don't go to takeovers. If you take takeovers, you're an asshole.
Yeah, no. Takeovers, no go.
Exactly.
I say that with all legit targeted anger because
you guys are putting a bad name.
From the media
you guys are putting
aspect
a bad
of
name.
It, from the media aspect of it, every group wants someone to have that picture or that video of what they're doing. Whether it's in a controlled setting or a shitting setting like takeovers, every single one of us that are into cars one way or another, they want that media of their vehicle.
Yeah, and it's just unfortunate that with social media,
mm-hmm.
the events like Cars and Coffee. So
yeah.
Say us and three local podcasts get together,
mm-hmm.
three podcasts in the region get together, we make a really kick-ass, great, family-friendly, dog-friendly Cars and Coffee.
Yep.
We're not going to get the social media that a kid in TakeOver that takes over in, you know, downtown Pittsburgh.
No, it's either Cars and Coffee or Tism TakeOver.
Yeah.
I've always thought of media of, like, art. It's an appreciation of someone's vehicle or
it is
someone's...
an amazing art form that I wish
I had the talent for.
I'm not good at art. I used to be back in the day, but...
I can
definitely
stick on
it. Media is not for everybody. It's definitely for the one who has the eye for it.
Yep.
If you don't have the eye for it, it's going to be a hard thing. You can learn it, but if you have the eye for it, it's 100% easier.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing I think what we also want to portray is, if you ever see us, we're out at events, kids,
come say hi.
Like, we want to make it so your kid can come up and go, hey, can I take a picture too?
Oh, yeah.
And come in, like...
I got kids myself. I will welcome all your kids. I will make them laugh. They can sit in the car if your parents are cool with it. We'll take them for a ride along.
The kids
are the future. I'm all for the kids. They are the future.
We need to keep this sport alive. The enthusiasm and the passion.
Even if motorsports. If it's the drifting that's not for them, at least they get a ride along. Hey, that's not for me. Cool. Go to the drag strip. Go to dirt racing. Do whatever.
Yeah.
Anything motorsports related, at least you got a ride along to see if it's for you or not.
Yeah, right. Like, I saw this post on Facebook the other day, Rick Sheard.
Mm-hmm.
It was a few people that happened to see Rick Sheard.
And we got the media guy to capture the pictures of their faces while they're on sideways.
What this one was is a kid was taking a picture and he freaked out for a second because he saw some guy taking a picture. He just stopped and ran away. He goes, dude's like, no, take it.
Yeah.
Yours is more important. Go have fun. Take the picture.
100%.
And for me, it was just like, that's what you need. And right now you have such an aspect of, you ruined my shot.
Nope.
Dude, it's an 8-year-old kid taking a picture of a car. Let him take a picture.
If it's a kid, give him
It could be a 15-year-old kid.
Give him that instruction. Yeah. Give him some pointers or advice. Be like, hey, try it this way. Change your settings to this. Try this. See how you like it.
Or hey,
if it's not for you,
use my camera.
That
take a picture.
That is something in the media that I do not like, is when people are stingy on how they make their content. I will openly, gladly tell you what I'm doing and how I'm doing it because I want to see other people grow.
Exactly.
I hate to not see other people grow.
Just like the drift community. The drift community is one of the best examples. Hey, this is what I'm doing. See if it works for you. I will tell you all my secrets. Just to help you succeed.
Right.
Yeah,
everyone needs to do that. Like and fell in love about the drift community.
Mm-hmm.
There is really zero to none secrets. People will help you if you need it.
Yep.
That's what separates the street drifting and like competition drifting and event drifting is those people at events and competitions will help you, will tell you what to do. Versus the street people being assholes, oh, I'm just better than you.
Right. So, for me, I have no secrets whatsoever. My G35 was super simple when I got the 240. Super simple. I ended up swapping out the suspension as soon as I got it. Cho needed a whole lower control arm setup. I got him lower control arms and the trailing arms for the whole front end. I just gave it to him. Hey, they're at home. I will leave them out for you to pick up. It's going to be late at night when you get there, but here's where they're at. Come pick them up. I have noticed
the drifting community is one of the biggest giving communities out of the motorsports.
Yep.
And I think part of it is that...
Unless you're selling a whole chassis and it's...
If it's a whole car and a whole motor and shit, yeah, people are going to be a little stingy on it.
You can get a full
Pro-Am
shell for $500, courtesy of Ross, that Joe picked up. Super cheap. If it was anyone else, they'd be trying to ask $5,000 for it.
Yeah, 100%. He would have definitely should. Especially knowing Chow's like foundation and like his popularity and everything, they would have been like, oh, $3,000, $5,000 easily on him.
Why overcharge it for what you know isn't worth it?
Exactly.
And
a lot of us are like that, where we will be courteous, but there's obviously the handful that's going to be stingy, but that's everywhere. That's anywhere, anything.
Yeah. It's the people with the big egos that think they're better. It's just how it is.
It's just how the world works.
So I guess that just summed up is how we want to target it is we want you to feel welcome. So if you see us out and about, feel free to come say hi to us. Feel free to send us a message. If you want to come on and chit-chat with us before you get to know us and have an episode or game with us, let us know.
Mm-hmm.
I'll link our
big gamer here. The media person will always be down to game with anybody.
I love the game. I suck, so if you just want to have some fun, just rock out. You know, we do it, but we want to make it so the media is family friendly. The episodes sometimes are not always going to be family friendly.
If there's a certain media you want to see from us,
yeah, maybe
let
there's
us
something
know.
Like maybe there's a venue we don't know about, like
yep.
a platform.
Mm-hmm. Or even if you just want to see his game, it literally could be anything. It doesn't have to be car related. If you want to watch him play
Call of Duty
or CarX or Assetto, or if you want to watch Keo do the same exact thing, or myself, let us know. Just message us on
yeah.
any form of social media. It'll be linked on our link tree below. Send us a message. We got our Instagram or our Snapchat's linked in it as well. We'll have to get your Snapchat all added to the link tree as well.
Yep, definitely. And mine's just my gaming username, so it's not like
mm-hmm.
it's anything fancy.
If I'm your favorite, or if Nate's your favorite, or Keo's your favorite,
or all three of us, like,
send us
all three.
Send us a message to our Snapchat saying, "Hey, you're my favorite podcaster, or your favorite host, or whatever it is, or if even if you have constructive advice for it. Hey,
yeah.
you can do this a little different."
Yeah. And honestly, we love that because we can see it one way. If you guys see something else, or maybe you see
yeah.
something from you're a media specialist, and you go,
mm-hmm.
"Hey, if you tweet this, you do this."
Yeah,
we love it because we want to make this enjoyable for a bunch of different people.
I'm still learning.
And have fun.
Any advice is welcome. I accept all advice.
But I think, personally, y'all can object. But I think this is a good for part one. And we can definitely do a part two. Because
yeah.
this is going a little long for everybody.
Oh, you think this is long? I just listened to a 4.5 hour episode like yesterday.
Jesus Christ.
Podcast is so long as shit.
That
Bro,
is fair. That is
no
fair.
Idea.
This is my first podcast, so...
Sure, same.
But yeah,
never
no.
know anything like this. I feel awkward on camera. I feel... listening back to myself, to be fair,
it's
I don't,
so
I don't
to
listen
myself.
To our podcast.
I skim through.
How I sound.
I
yeah.
skim through. I'll be honest, I skim through.
I'll probably listen to bits and pieces, but
yep.
yeah, my actual voice, I don't like.
Yeah, so we just want to make it family-friendly, have fun, get to engage with people, and we'll definitely be out at some events. We'll talk next time about...
Y'all let
events.
Us know if this is a part one. Or if we need a part two.
Yeah,
we can get rowdy on part two.
If they want a part two, we can definitely do this. If this is the one and only episode for this series.
Right, of
let
just
us know.
The media person.
If you want a part two to media and randomness, then let us know.
Right. Like
awesome.
Yeah.
So, Thrace, how can they get a hold of you? Just so if they want to hear it and they don't look at the episode descriptions, like I don't look at the descriptions half the time.
If you... want to get at me personally, my Snapchat is that_kid1994. Instagram is going to be battleson.motorsports. And then Facebook is just Trace M. Battleson. You can find me on any one of those three. I have a Twitter, but I don't know what it is.
I forgot mine.
I had to delete my old one, recreate a new one. There's too much stupid shit on the old one. So
yeah,
I got a new one. We'll link it in the description.
Nate, what's yours?
Where's
the primary place I can get a hold of
yeah.
you?
My primary it would be probably TikTok, which is my cryptic.snaps, like just cryptic.snaps. Another one is Snapchat, cryptic.snaps, 325. Everything you're on social media is going to be cryptic.snaps. You'll find me, and then Facebook is Nathan Shinsako, so you can find me easily there. The only last name and name of it, so it's not hard to find.
Makes it easy. I feel
yeah.
like mine's so difficult because it's all different.
Yeah, ours is pretty simple. But awesome. We appreciate you guys listening and excited to rock out and have some fun and release the next one. So you guys have a great weekend.
Thank you for having me.
Pause.
Yeah, thank you.
Time out. After getting to know Nathan, what car do y'all think he should get?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah,
it
what car
daily,
do you think you would see
car,
me in?
Drift car.
No, we'll keep it simple.
Around.
We'll keep it simple. It's got to be a multi-use daily.
Multi-use. So it could be
yeah.
a daily that you could drift, you could track, you could drag. What do you think you could see him in after knowing his background, what he's into?
So let us know. Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say Instagram. I think we're a little bit more active on that right now.
Hit us up on the link tree.
Yeah, one of those three.
Yeah, we got the Google email on there. Email us if you need to. We got multiple forms of contact.
Yeah.
Try them all if you need to.
Yeah,
so,
definitely.
You guys have a great weekend, great day, great morning, great evening, whatever it might be for you. But thank you guys for listening. Have a great time, and we'll catch you next time.
Peace out.
Yep, shifting through gears.
I can't reach it.